Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 103, A Gradual Approach to Healthy Eating by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, friend of the show, and welcome to Optimal Health Daily. I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your narrator of blogs covering health and fitness. I read to you from some of the most popular blogs out there, with author permission, of course. And if there are any blogs you'd love to hear on the show, you can suggest them on our site, oldpodcast.com. And if you didn't know already, there are 3 other podcasts where we read you blogs just like this: Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, and the brand new Optimal Startup Daily, which just launched this week. So if you like the premise of this show, definitely check those out too. You can subscribe to them in the same place you're hearing this show. So on today's show, I'm really going to bring it. Unfortunately, my wife is sick, and I'm trying not to think about it because I don't want to get sick. I don't know if you've ever noticed that around the holidays, or maybe after like a really busy event, your body seems to just crash, and that's when you're most vulnerable to getting sick. Well, I think the Thanksgiving that we hosted a couple weeks back kind of did that to her. We actually had 2 Thanksgivings, of which we hosted one, and I think all of the cleaning and all of the, well, stress we'll call it, of putting everything together, of cooking, kind of got to her. So she's under the weather now, and I'm here because I don't want to be around the house, and I don't want to get sick, so I'm going to think positive. And so I'm really going to bring it today. Let's get this going and start optimizing your life. A Gradual Approach to Healthy Eating by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. A lot of us have tried various diets over the years, with little success. I remember trying about 6 different diets when I was trying to lose weight, and none of them stuck for more than a few weeks. Why is that? A few reasons. 1, you're trying to change a lot of things at once, from learning new recipes, to strategies for social situations, to what to eat when you go out, to what you should do when you're craving a snack, and much more. Making that many changes at once is a sure recipe for failure. 2, you're making huge changes all of a sudden. If you shift from unhealthy eating to healthy eating in one day, it will seem like a drastic change, and you won't be used to it at all. This is very difficult, and if you're struggling with something difficult, you're probably not going to last more than a few weeks. 3, you don't really like your life with this new diet. You like the idea of being leaner, but you don't like the diet, and you miss your old food. So it feels like a sacrifice, and you can only sacrifice for so long. That's a lot of powerful forces working against you, and that's just the start. Having a spouse or friends who eat differently is difficult, and so is being surrounded by unhealthy food at home and work. So what can we do? What worked for me is gradual change. Let's look at the why, then the how. Why gradual change works. If you understand the reasons that people fail at trying to create a healthy lifestyle, then you can see why gradual is better. 1. It's not overwhelming to start if you start small and only do one small change at a time. 2. With gradual change, you're not putting too much on your plate as you are with a huge change, and so you're less likely to drop it as the weeks progress because you're too busy and have other things to focus on. 3. It's not an abrupt change, so it doesn't seem so difficult, and it quickly starts to feel normal. You're pushing out of your comfort zone, but not too much. And 4, you never really feel like you're sacrificing. Those are some good reasons. Let's do this. How to transition to amazingly healthy. Before we start the gradual process, it's a good idea to know where we're going, generally. This won't be the exact place we end up, because things will change along the way, including your taste buds. But let's take a big picture look at what we're doing first. A less helpful approach is to think of the perfectly healthy diet and say that's what you need to do. For example, if for some reason we said you should only eat protein and vegetables all day, every day, then any deviation would feel like failure. And you might think that's not a very fun life, so you wouldn't be likely to stick to it. Instead, try to imagine a life that includes healthy food that you'd really enjoy, but allows for other indulgences too. For some, that might mean you want a bagel and fruit for breakfast, then some healthier stuff for lunch and dinner, protein, veggies, quinoa or brown rice, maybe carrots and hummus for a snack, some green tea later in the afternoon, and finally, a martini after dinner. That's not 100% healthy, but it's pretty great, and it's a picture you'd enjoy, perhaps. For others, you might want a sweet in the afternoon, or your tall latte in the morning, or French fries at dinner with friends a few times a week. Those are all allowable in a healthy lifestyle, if most of the other things you eat are healthy. You want a picture of a healthy life that seems enjoyable to you. Next, pick one small healthy change and stick with it for a week. Get some accountability, put a reminder on your fridge, plan ahead of time, do whatever it takes to make that small healthy change happen. If you are successful, pick another small change the next week, and repeat that every week you were successful. What kind of small healthy changes can you pick each week? The list can be endless, but here are some examples. Eat a vegetable at dinner every day. Eat a vegetable at lunch every day. Eat a fruit for an afternoon snack. Have a fruit with breakfast. Cut back one alcoholic drink at night. Don't eat after 8 p.m. Cut back on the sugar you add to your coffee to a minimal amount. Have a whole grain like quinoa, brown rice, etc. with dinner instead of a white starch. Have hummus or raw nuts instead of those chips you eat for a snack. Have berries instead of the sweets you eat for a snack. Learn 3 new recipes this week. Cook one night, then eat the leftovers the next, and repeat. Eat at home most nights this week. Have yogurt with fruit or a tofu scramble with veggies for breakfast. You get the picture. If you don't like these changes, come up with some of your own. If these seem too hard, make them easier. One small change at a time means a dozen over a few months. That adds up to some amazing change over time. And it's change that's likely to last much longer. You just listened to the post titled A Gradual Approach to Healthy Eating by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What I particularly love about this post is this is exactly what I tell most of my patients to do. Start small. And in fact, I don't give them any ideas. The trick is to have them come up with an idea. What do you mean? Well, think of it this way. If an idea were to come from you, they are probably going to think, why didn't I think of that? Why is this guy so much smarter than me? I'm going to say his idea is not so great. So what ends up happening is they put up this wall of resistance. Most people understand that they either need to be eating more vegetables each day, maybe one more serving of fruit, or replace that juice with a real piece of fruit, or cut back on something, usually soda. Most people get that, but the problem is they just don't start those habits. So what I do is I have them tell me, which small change would you like to start with? Oh my goodness, what a difference that makes. So again, if none of these suggestions that Leo mentioned are for you, that's okay. Come up with some of your own. And he's absolutely right. Make it easy. One of the easiest things you can do, and I've said this before, is to make foods that you want to consume more often readily available. Make them the first things you see on the countertop, the first things you see when you open your fridge or your pantry. Sometimes health and behavior change is all about conscious design, changing your environment. It can be as simple as that. And a little reminder, if you like this show, you'll definitely love the other three podcasts in our family, Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, and the newest show, Optimal Startup Daily, which just launched this week. They're similar in that they read to you from popular blogs, but Optimal Living Daily focuses on habit building, productivity, minimalism, and personal development. Optimal Finance Daily covers personal finance blogs, and Optimal Startup Daily reads from the best entrepreneurial sites. We'd love it if you show some support to these shows too. You can simply search for them in the same place you're hearing this podcast. And that's it for today. Tomorrow, we'll be hearing a post from Steve Kam of Nerd Fitness, which is always fun and informative. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.